This is St. Louis Public Radio. For the first time in 12 years, someone besides Peter Kinder will be Lieutenant Governor of Missouri. Kinder jumped into the governor's race and lost in a crowded Republican primary. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin recently talked to GOP nominee Mike Parson and Democrat Russ Carnahan, the men who hope to be Missouri's next Lieutenant Governor.
Russ Carnahan may be more familiar to Missouri voters, having served in Congress and being the son of the late Governor Mel Carnahan. Parson has served nearly 6 years in the state Senate and is the former sheriff of Polk County. I caught up with both of them at the Missouri State Fair in August. First is Carnahan. He says voters want a lieutenant governor that will listen to them.
That's probably the most concise message I've heard from folks. They want somebody who's going to listen and learn and really work to get things done instead of be part of a food fight and a dysfunctional legislature in Jefferson City.
A lot of people may not realize what a lieutenant governor does. Of course, fill in for the governor if something were to happen, obviously. You would be the president of the Missouri Senate. What do you hope to bring to that office if you're elected?
Key roles in economic development, to be sure that rural and urban citizens here have opportunities. Also, responsibilities for seniors, for veterans. I've been very involved in veterans issues in my career. I served on the Veterans Affairs Committee in the U.S. House. And then finally, tourism, to be sure that we're telling the story about Missouri and getting folks to come here. We've got some amazing tourist attractions here, large and small.
Any particular ideas for working with the opposite party?
I've always been very engaged with people in both parties because I think no one candidate or no one party has a monopoly on good ideas. And so, you know, you can have the division and food fight that we've seen too much of in legislative bodies and in Jefferson City and Washington, or you can really make the effort to find common ground in ways you can work together.
Mike Parson says he'll develop a good working relationship with the next governor, regardless of who it is.
I think that's important that we figure out what it is that we disagree on. And once we know that, I think the boundaries are set to a certain degree. But what is it you can move forward on? And I think that's going to be crucial in these elections coming up in November. I think people are going to take a look at you and says, hey, are you really going to do what you say you're going to do? And are you going to get along on the issues that you can get along on? And can you get things accomplished?
When I interviewed Russ Carnahan earlier, he talked about specifically one of the areas of that the lieutenant governor advocates for, and that was tourism. Is there any particular area of tourism you think needs to be championed or needs to have more of a focus on?
Definitely. I think there's several avenues in the state. Right here in Sedalia, Missouri, the state fairgrounds can be a great resource for tourism in the state. I think agritourism will be big. Branson, St. Louis, Kansas City. And what I look forward to doing is coming up with new programs and how do we promote tourism? How do we promote businesses that support tourism? You know, I think the other thing for me, as a United States Army veteran, one of the things the lieutenant governor does is you know, you advocate for veterans. And the sad truth is there's 2,200 veterans out here with no place to go. Yet we have bed spaces and nursing home, assisted living facilities. There's no reason we can't find places for these men that have served their country and take care of them with dignity the way we should.
The contest for lieutenant governor has been low-key with only a few TV ads, mostly visible online. So far, Carnahan has spent $825,000 on his campaign, while Parson has only spent about $96,000. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.